I got all. Wait, I barely got. I didn't get all the cameras right. I was like, I got all the cameras. I didn't get the cameras right. Oh. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wolfridge High Senior Year. My name is Hina. I'm your keeper. These are my players. Hello, players.
Change places.
No, we're in the same color, but
switch.
Geez. I'm sorry. I know that means you have to be right next to me. I should have known. Anywho, hi. Oh my god, we're back at it again at the Krispy Kreme. And we're ready to play some more Will Branch. I gotta put a reroll in the chat. Hold on. I did it. All right. But hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well. It's been a week. I'm excited to continue. So let's I gotta do a Dice of Destiny. There's so much happening right now. Wow. Oh, boy. A blessing.
Yay.
Oh, boy. A blessing. Yay. But before we get into all that jazz, let's go in our usual order of announcements, then introductions, and then what happened last time. Announcements time first. I will be having a celebration on the week of my birthday. I don't know when exactly. We'll find that out together.
what week is that for the audio listeners?
It's on the week of the 6th. So let me pull up a count. Hold on. Hold the phone. Where's my calendar?
Check something real quick.
Calendar. From the 3rd to the 9th, sometime in that week. Which, of course, Will Branch is on the 6th. So if you want to come join us for a live session of Will Branch, that would be a pretty cool time to see you all on my birthday.
But, I mean, we're also off on the 3rd, so that's good.
We are, and well, I mean, the 3rd is a Sunday.
Oh, the 4th.
So
sorry, 4th.
The 4th might be it. I don't know yet, but if you want to figure out when I figure it out, you can go follow me over on Twitter as well as Blue Sky, as well as you can follow my Discord. Our Discord is a wonderful community filled with amazing precious beings who love many different things like tabletop video games, art, and more. I have this down to a science. If you would like to join that, use !! Discord in the chat. Go click the link, go pick a role, come chat with us, say hi with us. Most of my players are there and we'd love to talk with you about secret stuff. Secret stuff. Anywho, but yeah, I'll tell you more about that later, I promise. If I don't forget. ADHD is a wonder sometimes. I forgot how old I was turning for a good solid month or two. Here we are. and I'm learning that might not be an ADHD thing. Anywho, that's really it for announcements. If you had won anything during my Pride Never Dies games, those are starting to slowly be mailed out, as of course I'm getting an income again. So thank you everybody so much for your patience and understanding as we get through all of that. We definitely will be doing Pride Never Dies again next year. I think we might keep the Trans Lifeline as our table, as our group, because honestly, they do amazing things. But I think that is it. We're on an off week next week for Will Branch, this week for Wyvern's Mark. So if you're used to us playing on Saturdays, we will not be playing this Saturday. It's our long rest weekend. And if you're used to us playing Will Branch on the 30th, we are taking our long rest week. So we will not be live during that time. It's a good time to catch up on podcast episodes. I'm just saying. Anywho. But we'll be back on the 6th, which is my birthday. And Wyvern's Mark will be back on the 2nd. So if you want to come join us for more of those, you're more than welcome to. I also have a new campaign in pre-production that this table doesn't know about because they're not part of it. Sorry, y'all. I love you all, but I need more tables. So if you want more information on that, that'll also be coming out soon. But it's going to be in October, and I'm in talks with the table members, and you'll recognize them from Homebrews and Homebodies. I'm super fucking excited. So if you want more info on that, again, Discord's a great place to check, so feel free to come join us over there. That's it for announcements now. I think I got everything. I'm sorry it was like a tumble of things that just kept coming to my mind. ADHD. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the Game Master, Dungeon Master, Keeper here, and I've been doing this for 5 years now. I am hopelessly in love with tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share it with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into my box of friends now is a box of friends, but don't worry, I'll talk about why that is in a second. We're gonna start with Dan!
Before I start my intro, Hina, you have another Destiny redeemed.
Oh, shit! Thanks!
As I'm going on, hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danyan Senpai. I'm also the lead producer and editor of a bunch of shows at NGP Productions, which you guys have made Will Branch High our most popular show by far. Thank you also very much. Nearly 10,300 downloads and counting. Holy crap, thank you so much. You can catch me on all socials, including TikTok, Twitter, and Blue Sky, and Twitch. Danyan Senpai, and I play Iggy.
Continuing around my square of friends, next we have Akayue.
I don't exist.
Wow. That was easy.
Just kidding. Hi, everyone. I saw that death glare, Hina. I'm Akayue.
I don't know what you mean. I was just, what's going on?
Hi, I'm Akayue. I stream over at twitch.tv/Akayue. Over here, I play Lorelei, where I can be whatever the hell Lorelei is feeling that day.
I love that you interrupted me by doing like, how's this? And I was in the middle of writing down what you all got, and I wrote bum, because it's a bump down. I just wrote bum.
Oh, that's a little bit of a Freudian slip.
Are we playing thirsts or lesbians? Anywho.
No, I thought you called her a bum. My bad.
Well,
I took that the wrong way.
Yeah, I guess my sticky notes called Akka a bum a little bit. Sorry, Akka. Anyway, moving around my square friends. Next, we have Sammy.
Oh, wait, it's me next? Oh, cool. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and on Blue Sky and Arcane Venom on Twitter and on Hit Record. I'm a little under weather, so if I sound a little blech, that's why. But hey, if you want to check out like, a what?
It's a bear.
It's a bear. I don't know what's happening. I'm confused
she
now.
Said sad bear. You were sad bear.
A
for
sad
a second
bear. No, I was sad bear. Now I'm happy bear again. So, yeah, if you want to see my writing, my voice acting events when I'm actually okay, and music that I dabble with, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play a...
And last but certainly not least, we have Andy. Baby. Andy, you there?
I didn't realize I was muted. And so I am Andy. I play here, really only here with my friends. Most of the time you can see me, but not right now. I'm being secret, mysterious Andy. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I will maybe post something one day. I am definitely trying, working on some stuff. So you can find me there at AndyG8100. And I am playing Cecily, who is a... I don't know. I'm out of alliteration. It's been going on for too long.
It's been going too long. It finally happened.
I didn't think about it.
That's okay. It's all right. They can't all be winners. It's fine.
They can't all be winners.
It's okay.
Some attempted alliteration here with two words that describe a badass female. There you go.
There you are. Insert your own here.
Alliterative assassin.
No. All right. There we are. Alliterative assassin. Here we go. Well, it works. Anywho. And then, of course, you may have noticed that Snowy, unfortunately, is not here, but she is in the chat. So say hi to her in there. But for our podcast listeners, unfortunately, Snowy is feeling a little under the weather, but she will be back with us after the long rest weekend on the 6th. So don't worry too much. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. Anywho.
I miss her already.
I know. It'll be okay. Don't cry. Anywho. Let's talk about what happened last time. Who?
For oh my lucky... God, I can do it.
Huh?
I can do it.
Let's go.
I haven't done it in like a month, and I'm starting to feel weird.
Oh, here, Dan, you definitely
no,
do.
No, Andy, please, by all means. I've
He's
done it
been
for
wanting
like,
that for years, for like the last 2 years.
Here, let me put
it's literally the plankton meme of like, I don't know, I never thought I'd get this far.
You both do it!
No, Andy can do it.
Go compromise, ahead. Both of you do it.
Hey, I'm the GM, and I'll make the call. Andy, go ahead.
Yes, please. Okay, so... Cecily kind of Cecily focused since they're on her mystery, but after figuring out you know, kind of that she did have more power than perhaps she thought, she gathered her friends and proceeded to break the cipher spell that was on Nicholas Kincaid's journal pages, and that basically brought him forth to this reality. She had a choice as whether she wanted to see, hear, or experience, I think was the last one, and or feel, that's what it was, and kind of the past, and she chose to see, and bam, there he was. And very much looks like her, but a man form. Those Kincaids have some strong genes. And he also kind of expressed to her that she had more power and she really just had to kind of find herself, and that her power was definitely more tied to humanity and Will Branch as a whole too. And so she thought, then came the decision, okay, where do we go? How do we kind of, what's our best chance at helping Cecily unlock her potential, right? And her initial thought was Abuela, because Abuela's feels like home to her. She helps her in the kitchen. So she did that, had some good emotional bonding time. And then they had to split up. And right, they did split up. They all went to, Lorelai went to go speak to Oberon to pick up an item that was representative of the Fae, basically. Mm-hmm. And then Iggy went to
Dex.
What was it?
Jax.
Yeah, right. Okay, to pick up the trans awareness bag.
A trans pin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, because again, something that was emotionally important to them, kind of like tokens of humanity, I guess, is mm-hmm. what we're
Oberon
sort of
gave
gathering.
A ribbon that Lorelai gave to him a long, long time ago before mm-hmm. Lorelai even remembered.
That was a fun lore drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
lore drop.
Yeah.
The lore drop of lore.
And then, so Cecily was
with Lorelai, and then yep. we had Trixie and A together with Iggy. That was how we split the party.
Okay.
If I recall
right.
correctly.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's right.
And
that
then,
right.
yes, you all were heading back on your way when yes. we ended the session there.
Because it's a race.
Because it's a race. So.
Because of Iggy and Lorelai's weird sibling rivalry going thing. Right
competition now. Going on
yeah.
here.
Yeah. So, of course, Cecily will get that lucky bump up. And of course, the next roll will get, unfortunately, a lucky bump down. So, but I get y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a blessing. So I will let you all know when that blessing comes into effect. And if you'd like to use any more Dice of Destinies or give any rerolls to the players, you can use channel points, or you can also donate bits in the channel.
Thanks, Dan.
It's not Dan's fault. It's just the way the dice roll. We don't all blame you when they're bad, do we, Sammy?
Okay, maybe a little.
I was reminding. Maybe it was Snowy who redeemed it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But anyway, well, not even Dan's fault. Dan wait, there were two dice. Me.
Oh, there's another Dice of Destiny.
Is there three?
Hang on, let me see. No, nope, just two.
Andy got one. Two. Snowy got yep. another. So we got one. We got it. Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, but if you want to do more, then...
Oh, wait, there was a third one there.
Oh, okay.
Look, there was a third.
Was that a decent recap?
Oh, did I miss it?
That was a fantastic
reroll. That was a fantastic
recap,
reroll. Fantastic job. I'm always so happy for you. Oh, like, it's, the fact that you pay so well attention makes me happy as a GM. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed my game. Anywho, I'm not going to cry. Let's get into it, shall we? Because there's apparently a race going on. But here's the thing that I don't think anybody anticipated, or maybe they did. You all split the party.
Yeah, of course.
I think he's still back in the trunk because he just crawled back into it.
So,
yes.
I mean, things are going to happen when you split the party. I think that's like law. In tabletop.
Nothing happens. Would have learned that by this point.
But it's a race, guys.
I mean, and we are kind of racing against time, so there's the race.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
the race against time, but also the race against each other because petty high school things. What was the line we came up with? Now I gotta remember what that line was, because we gotta make that into a shirt. Just high school bullshit. Yeah, this is fucking teenage bullshit right here. So with that, let's start with our two in Oberon's Forest who are heading on their way back. Cecily and Lore, as you begin to head on your way back to the main roads to head towards Abuela's house, you notice something shifting a little bit in the forest. You get far enough away from Oberon before you start feeling it.
What does it feel like?
Roll a read a bad situation, and I'll see if I can tell you.
Okay. And so I feel like Cecily, the moment she even notices movement, immediately draws her sword, hits the button, or like her sword hits the button and it extends, you know, her giant claymore thing. And where is Reed the bad situation?
Did my roll not go through?
Yeah, oh, just went through. So technically, since Anka rolled first, that's the bump down.
That's
right?
The bump down, so it'll be a miss. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Man, you're so lucky you're with Cecily right now.
Right.
Yeah, that's good that you're not so alone. Also, Akka, you're very close to the camera. Wow.
I was going
to
say, you got an extreme close-up going on.
She's whale-eyeing us.
Yeah, it's all right. She's doing a little peek.
you're doing an NGE over there.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Doesn't exist.
Don't worry about it. So as you are kind of like looking around and trying to get a vibe of the situation, Akka, well, hello. Akka, I think Lorelai does not really feel anything. Lorelai is still probably a little bit more on the embarrassed side about learning a little bit about her past and how she actually gave a gift to Oberon. So right now, that's not the first thought in your mind of something going wrong. But Cecily, with your connection to Will Branch, I'm gonna say with that intense success, if you will, you hear a gentle voice kind of enter your mind. It's that voice that you heard when Will Branch took that form of the little girl to speak with you.
I feel like Cecily would immediately click the button and withdraw her sword. And
You might want to wait until after she speaks.
little quick on the draw there, Cecily. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I know you're excited. It's exciting. It's thrilling. As you listen to her voice, you hear it's overlapping. It's hard to gauge. It's like it's trying to speak with you, but a lot of it is just kind of overlapping with each other. And finally you hear it come clearer, louder. It's happening here.
Right now?
I can't hold it. I'm sorry. And you feel the ground begin to shake a little bit.
I feel like Cecily immediately turns to Lore and she's like, Lore, run. Get the others.
Lorelai's gonna look to Cecily. Lorelai can feel the shaking, right?
Yeah, you can. You didn't catch it in at first, but then, yeah, as soon as... I will say that Cecily says that first, and then the tremors happen.
Okay, Lorelai's gonna look to Cecily and just nod. She's gonna turn into her werewolf form, because that'd be a little faster.
Mm-hmm. Going to full werewolf form.
Before she takes off, Cecily will just grab her and hug her really tight, just in case. She doesn't know.
Like the giant doggo.
Okay. So, Lorelai, you take off leaving Cecily there?
Yeah.
Good. All right, then. Well, don't worry about it. So you
that, I'm sure that's going to go well.
It's going to go great. You run off.
She's playing something.
Cecily, as Lorelai runs, you now are left alone in this forest. It is silent. The tremors are sporadic, coming and going slowly but surely, getting closer and closer, and yet fading away. It's a weird mix of magic, and it doesn't make sense what is happening. Like, you try to gauge where the tremors are coming from. You try your best to understand. I'm giving you this kind of information because of your good role. You try to understand exactly where the tremors are coming from. You understand, like, you're trying to pinpoint a location in which the evil will probably come towards you. Nothing is making sense.
Like, it's almost coming from everywhere.
Like, everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
I feel like Cecily thinks that this is likely, like, because Will Branch is so sick at this point that the sickness is, like, taking over.
And as you stand there, I would like for you to roll and act under pressure.
Okay.
And I want to be clear with you. I'm letting you do this also because of your blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh boy.
Can I re-roll?
Is that right?
Unfortunately her bump up did negate it, didn't it?
No, because the bump up really went with the read a bad situation.
Oh yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was an advanced success.
I'll just
that's why I gave the bonus information.
I can just take it.
You want to take the fail, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. We can use a reroll. We got 8.
Oh, okay. And then
okay, go ahead and roll.
I am a glutton for punishment. Just, yes.
There you go.
I mean, you're allowed to take it if you want it, but also you did have eight rerolls. Now you have 7. So as you are standing there, below your feet, the ground is crumbling, and you catch it fast enough to jump away from this forming pit that starts to just crumble into itself.
Yeah, I feel like Cecily does kind of like the leap, tuck and roll, sword like extended to her side, you know, so she doesn't slice off her tits or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
Do I have this as a mature rated stream? I think I do.
I think you do. I have explicit rating on.
Okay, there
the podcast. Don't worry.
But I mean, I feel like
no, absolutely. I understand what you meant.
Bad idea to tumble.
No, it's totally fine. As you leap out of the way and the ground below you just started to crumble, now you see it. It's falling and you almost see a tunnel. As you look down, like, it's just this dirt tunnel, like almost like a giant mole had built this tunnel of some kind. It is massive and you do not know where it goes, but you can see it goes, one side goes towards the town, the other goes out.
I feel like Cecily wants to go into this tunnel, but she doesn't want to leave her friends behind and go into a dark tunnel in the ground by herself either.
There's some pros and cons. Those
are
you gotta
some
go through
good survival instincts.
Right. I feel like Cecily is torn here on what she needs to do. So
there are some pros and cons that you have to kind of address.
But shiny tunnel.
But also secrets. I mean, who doesn't love a secret tunnel?
It,
there's a whole song
it.
About it.
Secret tunnel!
Secret tunnel!
I feel like Cecily will take her jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's always got weapons. So she'll take like a little dagger or something and stick it in the ground and with her jacket to mark like where the tunnel entrance is in case it moves. And then she's gonna kind of close her eyes, steal herself, and then go into the tunnel.
Wonderful.
Holy
and goodness. As you jump into the tunnel, we're gonna move the camera over towards Jackson the friends over there. Because we'll come back to that. Don't you worry, baby. I got you on that one. So, with that, we move to Jax, of course, at the Axolotl, where everyone is driving away now. Jax, of course, is spinning the sign, having a good time. And Trixie, A, and Iggy in the trunk?
Yes, he literally just went back in the trunk.
Iggy seems like he's choosing this lifestyle now, almost.
Now it's he's staying consistent.
Yeah, I getcha. As you are all three driving towards Abuela's house, Trixie will, of course, I'm going to kind of take over. I hope Snowy doesn't mind. I'm gonna play as, I mean, Trixie's technically an NPC. that we've given life.
Sure Snowy will give you the okay.
Huh?
Snowy's like,
Snowy said, "No, you're doing great, sweetie." So, I mean, but that was towards Andy. I don't know about it, but I'll take it as mine. No, it's okay. She said, "Not at all." Let's go. So Trixie, of course, is driving. And I think as she's speaking with A, it's becoming a little bit weirder. I think it's just like, you wouldn't gauge that something just happened on the other side of Willbridge as they're driving, as Trixie just goes, "No, you know, I gotta think about Boston accent. Somebody do a Boston accent for me really quick. Help me."
All I can think is just Snowy doing it.
Pakakan, Harvard, yeah. Look, I'm just saying, okay, if we go and we find that maybe this item doesn't quite work, maybe there are alternatives. But also, that your abuela, I have to say, your abuela is very nice.
Yeah, she seems to know. Did we leave Iggy?
Nope, for sure.
No, he's made it his life decision, I think, to just go into the trunk now.
Iggy, are you? You know, there's a back seat. You didn't have to go in the trunk.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, you know, we gotta welcome them. We gotta embrace the chaos here a little bit, I think. Because, I mean, let's think here. Let's think here for a moment. If we were to tell Iggy what to do, we could be, what's the term?
A guy pack of jerks?
Yeah, that's it. What he just said. I didn't quite catch it all, but that's it. we don't wanna hinder any creativity, right? Yeah, that's what we're, that's, is that the point of, wait, should we let him out of the trunk, though? Should we get him out of there? No, wait, no, She's just kind of going back and forth.
When I've won the race between me and Lorelai.
See, now I have to ask you a question. Iggy, why do you feel need to race?
This past year I've been kind of Lorelai's punching bag, and I'm just sticking up for myself for a little bit.
Now, would you not, and you can say no, would you not find that maybe an alternative that might work out better would be to talk about it?
I've considered it, but then I also considered Lorelai's fist coming at my face.
So it's part of the aggressiveness that holds you back from that.
My fear of getting punched in the face, yes.
Understood. So then perhaps, if we could find a simple solution where you both could speak in a safe environment with a bunch of other of your friends, maybe us, and we could help facilitate that discussion. Maybe we could help solidify your connection with each other. What do you think about that opportunity?
There's like a small pause, and then Iggy just goes like, "Wait, I don't have a problem with Lorelai. I just think this is fun."
Damn, y'all think Lorelai is very violent. Jeez.
Wait, now I'm confused. I think I have misinterpreted the whole scenario. Are we not worried about the violence, or are we worried about the violence?
No, Laura's just a violent person.
Okay.
Kind of used to it.
You're used to it.
It kind of runs in her family. Trust me.
I feel as though I need to meet this family. The Trixie will just look towards you, I feel like I need to meet this family. Are they really as he says?
All I know is the spirit duel of women. Don't get on their bad side.
I mean, I am always a fan of strong women. Let's be real here.
Yeah, and they're very strong.
That's wonderful to hear. But also, I am curious, and I do have questions for them that I would like to ask them.
Iggy, would you like to continue this conversation, you know, sitting comfortably?
Yeah, why don't you get to Abuela's?
So no, we're gonna talk more once we get to Abuela's. Got it. Okay.
Okay. Well, since I go no, I mean, and then I don't even continue that. I just look for the nearest pothole and go right over it.
Well, pothole.
Why is here? Why say my point when I can demonstrate it?
Trixie just kind of laughs a little. What, pothole?
Cool. It's so, okay. The spare tire broke my fall.
Oh, you got a spare tire in there. That's very responsible. Points towards you, eh? Good job.
Yeah, but you really did secure it. It's been moving around.
Oh, you need to secure it. It could cause problems.
Well, gee, it wouldn't be a problem if you come to the front, to the back seat.
You know what? That is a fair and valid point. Iggy, he makes a fair and valid point. If you were in the back seat and not in the trunk, you wouldn't have gotten hit by the spare tire. What are your thoughts on that? Takes out notepad, pen.
I don't know. The jack kind of hit me in the face.
Oh, wait, hold on. I can do this. I can do Folly. Hold on. I pulled out a, for the audio listeners, sorry. I pulled out a pen and paper. I'm just... So again, I wasn't ready. Can you say it again? How are you feeling about these as things are coming forth to light?
Oh, well, things are definitely coming forth right to my face. I'm pretty sure I just got hit by the tire jack. You should be really secure also. Not to do damage to your car.
Find a rock, but go right over it.
Oh, rock!
Where?
Speed bump!
Oh, you haven't fallen yet? I don't remember the road there being so bumpy.
Poor Izzy's not gonna have any teeth by the time we get there.
I will say, Lorelai, go ahead and roll me a cool check. See how fast you get there. Let's see if you beat him.
This is gonna be fun. I really hope he stops in front of the car.
Hey, look! What's it? Roadkill!
Oh, no. Roadkill!
Roadkill!
I'm glad you all like my Boston accent. It takes me a second to get it back. It's an 8. Okay. So with an 8, I will say, A, just roll me. Well, I mean, A, are you really participating in this race?
To be honest, not really.
You're just making Iggy think you are.
Iggy doesn't know that.
Oh, I don't think he realizes. I'm probably taking a couple of side streets just to find
well,
bumpier
can't see,
roads.
So that makes sense.
Exactly. Just to find bumpier roads to go over.
I mean, that makes. I shouldn't have even had a roll then. I should have asked you that first.
I'm enjoying
it. I turn to Trixie. I put a finger to my lips, like, you know, shh, don't say anything, basically.
What would I say? I'm having a great time. I'm getting to see some sights. This is a great time. I'm having a great time.
We'll be there soon, Iggy.
Cool.
Speed bump! And then you hit another speed bump.
Speed bump! Yep. I think Trixie and I say the same thing. Speed bump!
Oh, I love that we did it at the same time.
High five.
Wait, I've been trying to keep track of the turns. I kind of feel like you did a circle.
A circle?
Yeah, I think you did like 3 right turns in a row.
Iggy, trust me, I know where I'm going. I know my way to Abuela. I live at Abuela's. I know how to get
that
there.
That is fair and valid. He does live there.
Okay.
Pothole.
Pothole. And eventually you make your way.
That's almost the same pothole.
You're going to totally say all one. The potholes feel the same. That's a little bit offensive, I think.
Oh, dude, totally a different one. It was definitely the same one.
All right, and you make your way to Abuela's, and when you get there, I think, Laura, that's when you approach quickly, so you see the car pulling up.
Please tell me your brake car wouldn't see Lorelai.
What?
Oh, yeah!
So the car brakes hard and pushes you to the back of the trunk.
Oh, great, no, I'm upside down.
How did he get upside down in the trunk? That's amazing. That's almost like
not
a
not comfortably, I can tell you that much. What?
Oh, Lord.
You okay back there?
I will say, though, your friend is looking pretty upset right now.
Wait, who's looking upset?
Lorelai.
Oh, she beat us!
Oh, man, we're just not fast enough.
I think Lorelai's gonna raise a brow, trying to go, where the fuck's Iggy?
He's in the trunk. What's going on? You seem upset. Do I need to write notes down? Hold on, I'll get my notepad. What happened?
So Lorelai just kind of shakes her head. Not even trying to question why Iggy's in turn, just trying to ignore it at the moment. And then she turns to Trixie. I almost called her Tiffany.
That's okay. My accent could be a Tiffany because it's an off-brand Trixie. Go on.
Off-brand Trixie.
It's Kroger Trixie.
Kroger Trixie. I'm doing my best. Go on.
So she turns to Trixie. I hate you!
This is the wizard all over again. I need to say this. This is the fucking I'm a wizard. I mean,
that's fucking I'm a wizard all over again.
If you've been with us for a long time, you'll know. But it's also it's in my clips. I will post it in my Discord. So if you aren't in my Discord, you should be in my Discord. I will post it during the break in my Discord. So I know.
She looks to Trixie.
Yep.
And starts to explain what her and Cecily went through, and then fell, and she said she left Cecily behind.
That does not sound like a smart idea, but you know what? Valid though, because I don't know if I would have been able to make the right decision in the middle of all that chaos. There was a tremor.
Yes, a tremor.
Hmm.
Right, well, Cecily's still back there somewhere.
Lord. Let's get to Cecily.
Can we Lorelai. Just leave you in the trunk?
Actually, no. Lord, why don't you hop in the back? You might have to like loosen it up with your elbow a little bit.
He may be wedged between a tire and the back of the trunk.
No, and a car jack. Exactly what's going on right now. I'm also upside down. I still don't know how.
And he also is upside down. That is another thing we need to be upfront with. But also, we should hurry because your friend could be in real danger.
So just real quick, Lorelai is listening to A and just kind of comes over to the trunk as she's walking into the car and just kind of bangs on it.
Hey, I think you hit something. I'm gonna get the trunk.
I'm just saying quietly under my breath, not yet, I didn't.
Alright, let's go to Cecily.
Alright, ready, Lore?
Yeah, let's go.
Alright, all quickly drive to go where...
Now, mind you, I pull back and I brake really hard as, you know, and then I
I'm starting to really be curious about the dynamic in which this group exists.
Don't worry. I didn't feel a thing.
No, I'm writing. Don't worry about it. I'm writing everything down.
We all really love each other.
My car is still on top of me.
We'll get there soon, Iggy. Don't worry. We're going to help your friend, and we're going to help you get out of that trunk. Then you all drive to where Lorelai instructs. We move to Cecily once more. Cecily, you have now stepped into this large tunnel. It is at least 3 times your height. It is a big-ass tunnel.
Oh, my God. What is Cecily doing right now? I feel like Cecily pulls out her cell phone, and as she turns on the flashlight, I'm imagining she's not going to get cell service as she journeys to the center of the earth.
But, I mean, as where you are currently, because there is, of course, the open sky of sorts, you can, but as you move deeper in, yes, then you will lose cell service.
Going on top.
Okay, and so Cecily will kind of she'll FaceTime me. I feel like Trixie.
Okay, no. So as you all are driving, Trixie will go, "Ah, oh, I'm getting a notification. One moment, please," and just pulls out phone from purse.
Hey, Snowy, while you're in chat, what's your ringtone? What's Trixie's ringtone? I have to know.
We'll learn as we go. Don't worry about it.
Secret tunnel.
You see, it's a secret tunnel. No. You see Trixie pull out her phone, and she immediately unlocks it, and now they will see you, and you can see her. And she goes, "Oh, Cecily. Hello, Cecily. How you doing? Are you safe? We heard that there was some tremors and that there might be something going on."
I marked an entrance to a massive tunnel that opened in the earth. Woolbranch reached out to me. She said it's starting and she can't hold back anymore, and I have to try to help her until you guys can get here.
Well, that's very understandable.
Did you walk into the tunnel?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Cecily does really love Will Branch, and I think, you know, that makes sense for her. But, I mean, also, you gotta be careful. Your friends are also going to be very concerned for you.
Cecily's like, I know, that's why I marked the entrance of the tunnel. If it moves, you guys know, it looks like it's heading towards the center of town.
Are you going to go towards the center of town with it, or are you going to go the opposite direction?
I'm going to go towards it.
Okay, that's good to know. So then we'll all go towards town when we get to the tunnel. Okay, just be careful. Don't go too fast. Maybe give us a chance to catch up.
I will. And Cecily's like, also, can you contact the foundation and have them get in touch with Marcus and Anna Lee? Tell them that I need Anna Lee to do a topographical imagery of the town and see if she can detect any of the tunnels.
I think that's a move for you, so I'd like you to just roll for that. What is that? Let me see. One sec. Let me look at your character sheet really quick, because that's a really good idea.
It is... the tech specialist.
Yes. So, do you have to roll for that?
I do.
And yes. Roll plus sharp.
There you go.
Nice. Okay. So, with that, she will be able to do what you're asking. So, you want her to make a full topographic kind of map out of these tunnels?
Yeah, if
she
can.
So map out the tunnels, okay. All right.
That was just her initial thought. And then she was like, if the town looks unstable, have Marcus try to get as many people out of the faulty areas as possible.
Okay. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Go ahead and roll plus tough for Marcus.
Okay.
Damn.
Yes.
Nice. So help out evacuating if necessary. Got it. Okay, I can do that for you. Just, again, be careful. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Except you probably already have by jumping in the tunnel, but I'm not judging.
Cecily's like, thanks. Yeah, you're probably right, but you know me. I'm a creature of impulse.
I think you're very brave, Cecily Kincaid, and I applaud you for your efforts in helping your town.
Thank you. And she's like, and if anything happens to me, do what you can to protect my friends, please.
Don't even think like that, Cecily. We're coming to get you. We'll help you.
I don't know if you heard your friend. He's in the trunk.
She's like, was that Iggy?
Yeah, he's in the trunk. Don't worry about it too much. He did it by choice.
Oh. He's like...
Leave Cecily on a funny note.
Nice. Cecily just says, strange, strange boy. I feel like...
and eventually the FaceTime call does end. And you all will make your way there. But I'm going to give Cecily, of course, that time before you all arrive. So Cecily, you start to move slowly into the tunnel. That's when, you lose your cell service. And you are able to use your cell phone at least as a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
So you do have that option as you are moving deeper in. Do you want to do anything while you're moving in?
I want to see if I can do the investigate a mystery.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can ask me two general questions or one specific one.
Okay, and so... what is being concealed here?
As you are looking around and trying to figure out what is being concealed, I will say there are definitely claw marks along these tunnels. But they're not massive. There's just many.
Oh, okay. And I feel like this sort of fits what kind of creature is it? And Cecily's trying to determine, is it one massive creature or lots of little ones?
Lots of little ones based on the digging and how... I mean, but it would be a lot of them because of how big these tunnels are. Right. So it's definitely not a massive thing. It's definitely small things. I will say that as you are looking over it, they seem almost... I'm going to give you a little bit of a bonus with that 13, and plus for the blessing, because I'm giving you this blessing during this time since you're by yourself. This is the blessing, is you've chosen to go on this on your own, so I'm giving you the blessing.
Okay.
I will say, as you're looking at the claw marks that have dug, there's a pattern to them. It's not sporadic. It doesn't look like an animal did this. It doesn't look like something with a heartbeat did this. It looks almost like a machine could have done it.
Oh my god, shit. It's the thousand hand monster that digs tunnels now.
Well, no, that was an organic creature.
You're right, yeah, yeah. it's like the tunneler from the labyrinth.
No. it's piloting a mech now.
The tunnel sweeper thing or whatever it was.
No, it's that doll maker.
Well, it's small claw marks that are all throughout all of the walls of this tunnel. So as you look over it, it looks like they were digging all around.
Okay.
So it's not like a drill did this, like one large drill. Right. It's like small, maybe machines. It's hard to gauge because the creatures, you do not see them.
Right.
But I wanted you to know that when you're looking at them, there's a rhyme and reason to it. Like there's a pattern.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost like they knew what they were doing. They were
right. Almost like it was programmed within them to do it in this manner.
Okay. And so
it was Mausers.
I feel like Cecily would kind of take her sword and like twist the hilt and hit the button, and it like expands out to a shield. And then she'll reach into her pocket and pull out something that looks just like a lipstick case, probably is, and she's used this before, and she'll hit the button and like a whip extends.
Okay.
Man, if that Thousand's weapons are no joke.
And she, just because multiple enemies, she's thinking like if something comes at her and it's going to be a lot of hands, she's going to need something more than just a sword. And so
that's fair enough. As you continue to move, I want you to roll an act under pressure for me.
Oh shit.
See how this goes. Ooh. Six.
Not good, but I'll take it.
You'll take it?
I'll take it this time.
I love you for that. Make sure you mark experience.
Okay.
I love that for you. I love that you allow me to have my chaos.
I mean, it's only fair, right? Like,
I mean, you can definitely.
I mean, you had like four kick-ass rolls in a row.
Exactly. Like, you have to fail sometimes, right?
If you wanna. 1 second while I pull out some dice. I'm going to reroll that.
As much as I want her to be a badass 24/7.
Because I'm rolling a D100, and I got 100.
Oh, oh my god.
And I'm like,
Cecily, 100% fucked.
Cecily just spontaneously combined. No.
I don't get that often. Well, I mean, detonates. Again, though. So I rerolled it. and the number I got, it makes more sense. So don't worry too much. As you are standing there, and as you are watching that tunnel, you start to hear approaching noises. And your light from your cell phone now catches a glint of metal. And you see coming from there just a small little, looks like a mole. A little mechanical mole. Kind of coming
oh
out.
Shit, I called it. They are mole bots.
Cecily is like, robots? Like,
and then you hear more of them.
Oh shit.
And now the tunnel is slowly filling with sounds of something approaching. A lot of things approaching. As your light begins to catch another one, and another one, and another one.
I feel like Cecily is going to turn and start running towards the way that she came.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll another act under pressure for me.
But I was kind of thinking as she's doing this, wants to look for a way to collapse the cave behind her to slow her down.
I see. Then I will allow you to choose, because if you're actively trying to get out of there, you're going to have to make this hard choice. So you can either roll a read a bad situation to get out of there, or you can roll that get read a bad situation to see how you can collapse the tunnel.
Okay, she's going to try to get out of there because she knows her friends are coming.
Yep. Okay, go ahead and roll a read a bad situation.
And one robotic mole bot is a lot easier to kill than 300.
I mean, that's true. All right. With that 10, you are able to see the best way out. You are able to watch your footing in a way that allows you to run full speed back towards the entrance. And as you do so, you just hear that mechanical scraping just starting to kind of like fall back a little bit, but also because you're running so fast. So it is still approaching, but you are winning a little bit on that front as you quickly head back towards the entrance. That's when your friends will arrive at the entrance. And what are you all doing when you arrive at the entrance?
I want to say out of character, this is terrifying because all I can think about is the scarab scene from The Mummy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now I'm shitting my pants. Thanks.
I skid in, like, not into the tunnel, but like skid, because I don't think the tunnel's big enough for a car.
Yeah.
So, but you just kind of skid to a stop.
Yeah. You see the dagger with Cecily's jacket on it to mark the location.
Grab the jacket, grab the dagger. This is my hand, so I give it to either Laura or Iggy.
No, actually, what you're going to see right now is actually, you're going to hear a loud crack, and you're going to trunk will pop open, and you're going to see Iggy holding the jack, and he literally just jacked open your trunk, and then now it's like, you have a broken latch.
Oh.
Well, I think he broke your car.
Jack works.
Thanks, Iggy. Thanks. I'm glad.
I think he broke your car.
I'm sure Laura can fix that up.
I'm staring at Iggy, and I slowly give the dagger to Laura. Get this out of my hands right now.
And that's when you see, coming into the view, you see Cecily running towards that entrance, but she is very low down as she's looking up at all of you. So, Cecily, you can see your friends now up at the top, kind of like talking amongst themselves.
Okay. I feel like as they're talking, Cecily just like throws her whip up to like a tree branch and starts climbing up.
Ooh, go ahead and roll a plus cool move on that one.
Look at Jurassic Park. Go.
You're right. Exactly. Must run faster.
Must run faster.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, seven. With a seven, you do catch the branch, but it does start to break. And everyone will see, of course, the whip out and wrap all around the branch, but the branch is cracking.
Okay, I think Lorelai's gonna look to Iggy and just be like, stop staying there looking like an idiot and help her.
No, Iggy's already on his way out. He's gonna try to fly towards where Cecily is.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Plus weird.
I feel like the whole time Cecily's like,
I'm still able to fly, just can't do anything special with it.
Okay. So, Cecily, what were you doing during this time?
I was saying, like, the whole time that she's, like, trying to climb up and it's breaking, she's like, shit, run.
Iggy, you jump down to go fly and try and help Cecily. But that's when you also will see it. In the reflection of the light, you can see now just a bunch of these creatures. I will say about 50 of them are starting to dig towards you all.
Iggy will, like, as he's flying down, like, yeah, Cecily, I'm here to, oh crap, and he immediately hugs Cecily and just like going up immediately starts flying upward.
Okay. As you fly up, A and Lorelai, you will of course also see this immediate like rush up, and now out of there I'm gonna roll another one. Okay, you see about 23 of them start to kind of pull themselves up out of the hole.
Okay, I think Laura is going to run to... The whip's still on the branch, right?
The whip is still on the branch, yeah.
Okay, Lorelai is going to run over and try to grab it. Like, she's going to try to... That hoisting kind of thing, like, pull it up like a rope or a ladder?
Well, Iggy does have her, so Iggy is flying up with her, so she is safe. But you do have now an oncoming threat of a bunch of these robots now coming out of the ground.
Are they flammable?
Ugh. I don't know. Well, I mean, here's a question. Know, but I'm not going to tell you that without trying something.
Okay, are they actually rushing en masse? Like,
yeah, they are all like a swarm.
Okay. So, first thing I could think of doing is to divert them.
Okay.
Ash is going to try to throw up a wind wall to divert their course.
Okay. How are you placing the wind wall?
So, if they're coming straight at us, I'm going to try to kind of slant the wind wall. So when they hit the wall, they have no choice but to kind of go off, kind of divert them away, like keep not stop their march, but kind of change the course a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to use your magic.
Okay. Use magic.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Your wind wall, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a bonus, not just because you have that bonus, but here's the thing. With Amy and you and all of the things that have happened so far, you know that you are destined for greater magic. And it comes to you so easy as you aim your gun, your catalyst, and you aim it towards a direction. You shoot it off, and immediately, without your idea of it, a massive wind wall just comes forth. And I'm going to grant you the bonus that you can move that wind wall at wherever you want to go. It will not have to stay in that one spot.
It also, like boosts Iggy and Cecily back up the tunnel.
Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Like a blow.
So you have helped with Iggy and Cecily coming out, and as the bots start to come up and look towards the wood, they start to move, and then they stop at your wind wall. They just sit there for a moment, and you see their eyes flash three times, and they all quickly move back into the hole.
Okay.
Laura, can you hear them?
Do I have to roll for that?
Yeah, roll plus weird. If you're tracking them, yes.
Yes. I was actually originally going to use Soleil, but Ashton was better.
It's whatever you want to do.
Whatever I can think of.
Alright, where is my... You said weird, right?
Yes. If you're tracking them, yes.
Nice!
Okay. With that 11, you can hear they are all moving as a unit back towards the center. But then you also hear a strange digging sound. They're sealing off the tunnel.
Lorelai is going to look to A. They're sealing it off.
Okay. Iggy turns to Cecily. Okay, this isn't time. Do we follow or do we stay out here?
Cecily's like, do you have the items?
Iggy pulls out the pin. Yeah.
And Cecily will look to Lore for the ribbon.
She pulls out the ribbon.
He's like, no, I think it's time.
So follow?
She's like, yeah, all in. And she'll like stick her hands out as like, you know, like, are we all going? It's time.
We're all jumping in? Yeah. Okay.
Do you all jump in?
All right. Let me know when you're ready. I'll drop the wall.
Yeah, okay. We turn to Trixie, like, are you coming?
I mean, it depends on what you all need from me. If you want me to be part of this, then I will be, but I am also a mundane. So, I mean, I will leave it at your discretion.
She could probably be better off as calling for backup.
I will be here. And then she immediately moves into her bag and she tosses you an earpiece. That will connect with me no matter what other signals are. That he uses magic.
Cool. Alright. He tosses it to Cecily.
And Cecily will put it in her ear. Super practice with the whole earpiece
thing. It will also allow me to track where you are in Will Branch. You just need to ask and I will let you know where you are.
Cool. Alright. Into the dark scary tunnel?
Into the dark scary tunnel.
If they collapse, it will not.
Blades, yep.
Yep.
You all jump into the tunnel. You all jump into the tunnel. And as you all start to move quickly after these bots, we're going to take our first break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that with you.